Thank you for having tuned in this morning to the Seeds of Truth, brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. It continues to be my desire and the desire of the congregation of God's people who bring you this program that the truth of God's Word be proclaimed at all times, whether in our pulpit or over this radio station. Because if we do not have scriptural authority for all that we say and do, we are standing upon dangerous ground. By this I mean that we must have book, chapter, and verse from the book of God, the Bible, for all things. And when your preacher tells you something, be sure that he gives you the scripture for it. It's not enough for him to say, this is what I believe, but demand what God's Word teaches. You have a cordial invitation to come and visit with us. Bring your Bible and study from God's Word with us. We come together each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Bible study and 11 o'clock for our morning worship, at 6 p.m. Sunday evening for our evening service, and we also meet on Wednesday evening at 7:30 for Bible classes, and we have Bible classes for all ages. Now to our subject for study this morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain, and I'm reading from a newspaper article that appeared in the Beaumont, Texas Enterprise. It was presented by the Associated Press and is entitled Episcopalians Reject Same-Sex Marriages. The report comes from the city of Philadelphia, and I shall read the article in its entirety. A proposal to recognize same-sex marriages in the Episcopal Church was rejected Saturday by such a narrow margin that backers remained encouraged. A vote is still pending this week on ordination of homosexuals by the denomination. Saturday's vote came a day after the head of the church reminded clergy and laymen of his request a dozen years ago that they make everyone welcome. It was Jesus, not me, who said there would be no outcast, presiding Bishop Edmund Browning told more than 1,100 church leaders and nearly 10,000 visitors attending the 10-day Episcopal General Convention. Browning had not taken a formal stand on either ordination or same-sex marriages, but has supported gay rights. The issue of formal recognition of homosexuals has threatened to break apart the 2.5 million member church, which has suffered a 30% drop in membership in 30 years. A group of bishops representing about 10% of Episcopalians hinted more than a year ago that approval of same-sex marriages and ordination of sexually active homosexuals would lead them to consider breaking away from the church. Thus, the end of the article, as it appeared in the paper, this report presents a number of questions to those who accept the Bible as the final authority in all matters. It seems extremely strange to me that those who claim to be believers in the Bible and in Christ Jesus as the Son of God have not taken the time to read what God says about those who practice same-sex marriages and those who would practice homosexualism. When Jehovah, you remember, saw that Adam was in need of a helpmeet in Genesis 2 and 20, he took a rib from the side of Adam and made woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. It's interesting that Jehovah didn't make another man for Adam's helpmeet. Hey, Adam, here's Joe. Love him. Take care of him. And the two of you become one flesh. Oh no, my friends. Jehovah's arrangement was one man and one woman joined together in marriage. Jesus said in Matthew 19, have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. This is the reading of Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. It was not a man and a man, it was a man and a woman. That has always been God's arrangement. But man comes along and wants to change this to please the masses. But I want to make it abundantly clear that we at the Rivermont Church of Christ